That is Dear God. It is from the album Learning Faith from Jess Klein. She and Mike June are guests tonight, and they are on their way to Chicago, but we'll forgive them for that, for bypassing Milwaukee this time around. I want to ask you guys, when you tour about and do these songs, you're doing mostly smaller clubs, kind of intimate kind of clubs, on this upper Midwest tour, I guess we can call it. Do you feel like you have to explain either a new song or an old song to the people? Do you engage the audience by saying, this is what this song is about at the time of a show, or do you just do it and hopefully they get it?
I think it depends, you know. For me, it feels like if it's an audience I've played for a lot before, sometimes I don't feel like I have to explain mm-hmm. songs because they've heard them before, or, you know.
Yeah, or with new things, you know, enjoy it now and dissect it later.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, let's talk about something a little more lighter and happier.
Sure.
And that is, you guys have been on the road now. I don't know exactly how long, but I mean, you're on the road together. You're touring together. You are a couple. You're spending 24 hours a day together for an extended amount of time. Does there get to be a point where you have to be alone for a while, or just you start driving each other crazy in the car? I wish you would stop doing that.
I'm going to let her answer this question.
I think by nature, I'm someone who needs to be alone, you know, a certain amount of time per day or something. Probably Mike's very gregarious, actually. So I don't know. If he's annoyed by me, he hides it really well. But, I mean, it's a learning curve. It's like that's a lot of closeness, but it's definitely, I feel like we're learning.
But we should be totally open to that. We live in a one-bedroom
apartment.
Yeah,
we live in a tiny space,
so,
too.
We're
kind of used to it.
But, I just got back from, like, a six-week tour by myself. So, you know, we also have time where we don't see each other for such a long stretch. So, kind of balances out in the end.
Yeah.
All right, here's the final question. Yeah, in this business that you have chosen to make your life, and you're in it for the long haul, both you guys, how long does it take to learn to have faith in yourself that you could do this?
Give it any minute now.
I'd say, it's taken me, I've been writing songs and performing them for 20 years. And I'd say it's taken me until the last couple years to feel like, okay, you know what, no matter what's going on in the business part of this, I have faith in what I am doing artistically. You know, I have gotten up on enough stages and dealt with the whole, range of emotions that go with that and the whole range of feedback that goes with that. And I know that if I took the time to put into writing, crafting a song and it feels real to me, that's enough. I'm going to get up and I'm going to have faith that that song is, it's worth it. If it moves me, then it's a good song. But, you know, in terms of the business, I don't, that's a lot of factors no one person can control,
Control it,
you just have to, like, either want to do it or not. And so far, I guess I still want to do it. So.
Well, we still want you to, too.
Thanks.
I want to thank you guys for coming in and on the way to Chicago, taking a break. Not that it's that far of a drive, but, it's after being on the road a lot, it's nice to make just a short little drive.
It is, actually. It's really nice.
Jess Klein and Mike June, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Next time, Milwaukee.
Okay. Got it.